Like, having that notebook out sometimes helped. It helped me last week. I ain't gonna lie. I woke up early in the morning, was just jotting down.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. I don't know, make me feel more powerful when I got it out.
No, it does, bro. That's why I feel like last week, I'm like, I felt real good.
I'm like, I had some notes from a book I read. I'm trying to pull up a quote, but I don't. I think it's actually in my MacBook, actually.
I just started this new book. Only read the first 10 pages, though. I got to finish it. Okay, yeah, see? That's what's also been going on. I ain't been having headphones on. Oh, man, let me just get back to the basics.
That's all right. Yes, 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 indeed, powerful people. This is another episode of Breaking the Machine. I'm your host, Ahmad the Poet, and also I'm a partner, Spank the Bank.
What up, though?
Today, we'll be taking another incremental step in shifting the culture. Man, how you doing today, my brother?
I'm doing good. I'm in the hot seat today.
Yeah.
We're just trying something different, You know, I was like, let me sit in the middle. I never sit in the middle. I just want to sit in the middle. The hot seat.
Right.
That's what we're in. But no, I'm good, man. I'm good today, man. Just getting ready for another great week. Another great week, you know. How about you, man?
My week's been pretty good, bro. I can't complain. It's been a lot of busyness going on. Really just trying to plan out and see what how I can take, you know, the content that I'm putting out on social media to a next level. So I'm looking into getting a new camera. So I'm really just sitting down, looking at all these different camera options, trying to figure out, you know, what's the best option and, you know, just weighing my, you know, different prices and different things like that. It's been exciting for me. Mm-hmm. I've been in a good space, a really reflective space lately. Just being consistent. That's what it's all about. Just waking up every day, even when I don't feel like, you know, putting a video out or putting a tweet out or whatever. Just making sure I'm staying consistent no matter what's going on through my day. Staying consistent with the working out, like all those things, which make me feel good every day, you know, to wake up and work out and just be consistent. Mm-hmm. It's just been a blessing because I can see the fruits of that consistency. You know, and you never know which is the one that's going to take you to another level or what's going to change your life, you know. And I thought about that in the beginning, like, you know, what helped me, you know, amass a following to begin with. It wasn't like one thing just changed everything. It's just, well, one video can change everything. Mm. But you have to be consistent until the one comes. And that's kind of what Russ talks about, you know, when he, in you know, the artist Russ, and he was talking about, I think he went on the Flagrant 2 podcast, if I'm not mistaken, with Andrew Schultz and them, and he was just talking about, you know, how rappers is faking streams. But I really do like Russ's philosophy on a lot of things, even from music, but just consistency. He talks about, like, you know, artists, they want to put out one album, they want to put out one song, and then, like, push. He like, man, just keep putting out a song every week until one hits. And then, like, when people finally, like, see that you've, like, they finally like a song, they look at your whole catalog, man, he got a lot of stuff. It's kind of like LaRussell's format, you know, that he do, the artists out in the Bay, like, he just puts out, like, damn near a song, it look like every day, or put out a video. That's what I'm on, you know what I'm saying? I've been studying the greats, man, studying Wallow, studying what he do, the Gary V's and all this. It's just like, it's time to be consistent, because one of them going to hit, it's going to take you to the next level.
Yeah,
so
one of them for sure going to hit. Like I said, you do it every day.
Yeah.
You do it every day. My week been good, man. I got good and bad through my week. I got to make sure on Sundays I really prepare. That's why I messed up this last week. Sunday, I didn't wash my clothes. And then when I had to wash Monday, that put me back. That's not because I normally wash my clothes, clean the crib on Sunday. I didn't do that. I cleaned the crib, but I didn't wash my clothes. So, like, that kind of put me back on a little thing. But for the most part, It's been a good week, you know what I'm saying? It's been a good week. I got my hair cut, you know what I'm saying? Bought me some more cologne, you know what I'm saying? Getting my grooming going on, right. Making sure I smell fresh, make sure I look fresh. You know, that's the goal. Been going to the gym. Only day I missed was Tuesday. But for the most part, I've been there every day. You know, I've been there every day. I didn't run, though. I didn't go outside and run. And you know why? Because I ain't had no gloves. That was some soft stuff on my end. Because I kept thinking about frostbites. But it wasn't that cold this week. But I got I got comfortable wearing gloves. So I'm like, I ain't got my gloves. I don't want to go out there and run. Because it'd be early in the morning. I'm like, I don't want to go out there and run. But I got to do it even when it's hard like that. So I was like, all right, bro. That was a soft week for you with the running. You know, you could have went out there with no gloves. I've done it before. There's been times I ran out there with no gloves and shorts on. But I got so used to being fully covered. So I was like, I gotta find my gloves. I misplaced my gloves. So, but Yeah, man. It's been a good week, man. It's been a good week. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to think what happened bad this week. I feel like something happened bad. No, nothing really happened bad. Nothing too bad.
Yeah, you ain't got to look for bad stuff if it ain't there.
I mean, no, right. But I did feel like on the way here, I was like, something did bad happen this week. I was going to talk about it, but it went out the window that fast.
Yeah, I don't think this week wasn't a bad week for me either. It was actually a very productive week. Even when you got a lot going on and it's very busy. I mean, I got a lot going on today. But it's not even anything that's bothering me or keeping me down. Like, it's just like, hey, let's get to it. You know, I'm ready to take it on. But, I do want to say, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. On this episode, just like, comment.
Like, subscribe, and comment.
And hit that notification bell.
Hit that notification
because
bell.
Because when we say it in the beginning, it really helps, you know. But
we
know
always going to rewind it. And just make sure you like, subscribe, comment, hit the notification bell. Breaking the machine, baby. Let's go. Come on, get us every Sunday.
Right.
Let's go.
I wanted to ask you about the Grammys. I know we were just talking about the Grammys and, you know, the results, man. Because this is a lot. You know, a lot of people, I feel like we've been talking about this for years since we had the show and then when it come around.
We're going to always talk about it.
I mean, I don't even want to talk about it, but it's just like, I feel like we keep talking about it.
I told you Grammys mean shit. You was telling me, nobody give a fuck about a Grammy. Shit. Them Grammys mean something.
I think it means what we say it means.
I feel like everybody's. It's to the point when you're great, you do want to get recognition from like the Grammys. That's
who's the Grammys?
The people, whoever that runs it, the people.
So the people thought Beyonce didn't deserve it.
I mean, she probably didn't, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
The people thought Macklemore deserved it over Kendrick.
Oh, yeah. I didn't. Yeah. What album did Kendrick lose to? What album was that?
I think it was.
Was it the Damn album?
No, I think it was To Pimp a Butterfly.
Oh, yeah, To Pimp a Butterfly. Yeah, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. To Pimp. And I'm a big Kendrick fan.
It might have been the Damn album.
If it was the Damn album, okay, yeah, you're right. Damn.
I just remember it was an album.
But if
that
it was
To
Pimp a Butterfly, it was an all right album. I mean, okay. You know what I'm saying? This album by Beyonce, it was okay. Let's not act like this was a cold Beyonce album. Calm down, Beehive. Calm down. Get me wrong.
You listen to the album?
Tonight. What?
You listen to the album?
Beyonce? Yeah.
Renaissance.
Yes,
I listen to the whole album.
Yes, I listen to the whole album.
It's cold.
That shit is all right, bro. That shit is not cold, bro. It's not cold. I ain't gonna lie. I like the Alien Superstar. That's my shit, too, though. But after that, I ain't gonna say it's cold.
That shit is cold.
I mean, you want to bang that shit in your whip, go ahead. I'm not banging.
Nah, I'm banging at the gym.
I'm not banging at the gym.
Hell yeah.
I'm not banging at the gym.
That should be getting me in my zone, man.
I don't know. No, I'm not going to let you bang that in the gym. Don't bang that shit in the gym no more.
She got this one bar on this one song. I can't remember what song, but she said, I really love you. When she said that shit, I was like, oh, my God, Beyonce, yes. And I don't even listen to Beyonce like that. But when I heard this shit,
That shit was cold. I know.
Nigga, that shit was so cold. No. That song, no. This Is America, I believe, that shit was cold. The song before that, I can't remember what this song was.
Shout out to Taylor Swift. Fuck out of here, man. That album was straight. The people got it right.
Nah.
The people got it right. Nah. The people got it right, man. You know what I'm saying? SZA did her thing. You know what I'm saying? To be honest, SZA had an album of the year, if you want to be real. Yeah. Yeah. SZA album was definitely better than Beyonce album. Let's stop playing right now.
Okay. Hey.
You listened to SZA album?
I listened to the whole thing.
And it wasn't better than Beyonce's?
It wasn't better than Beyonce's.
I don't know. We're going to put a poll down there.
I guess it just depends what vibe you on. Like, you know, Beyonce really was on like some upbeat, like feeling good type vibe. Like, it had like some retro type of disco type.
It was definitely on a different level. Yeah, I mean, the project, the performance was great. You know, it definitely gave me.
Like, I listened to it while I was Michael on vacation too. Like, it was a different vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was in Mexico, I'm listening to it. I'm just like hyped off of this Beyonce. Like, it's a good album, bro. Especially if you're feeling good. If you're in your feelings or you feeling something, then SZA's your album. But like, I was in a good vibe, so it's just like
I hear what you're saying. You know, it's like
SZA. She was just talking about like, you know, like all this relationship stuff, and this is like I'm
and I can't snooze.
Yeah,
and I'm with you.
I think she did a great job. I think the album was great. She's a great artist. It just I think it's pockets, bro. Like, certain things don't connect with you when you're not in that pocket. You know?
No, I mean, like, I'm going to
come back and it'll
Beyonce, I'm, like I said, I got two, maybe three songs on there I like. You know what I'm saying? And they give me Michael Jackson off the wall vibes. You know, I get what you're saying. Disco. Yeah, but I'm not banging it. It wasn't. I'm going for the Swifties. Taylor, you did it.
Mm.
She did it. Everybody mad she's on top. But Taylor did it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going for
you Taylor. Listen to Taylor Swift.
Yup.
Name me three songs off of Taylor Swift's new album. Name me three songs off of Taylor Swift's new album.
Summer, cruel summer.
Name me three new songs off of Taylor Swift's new album.
That's off her last album, 2019. Hold on, let me look, bro.
No. Exactly.
Let me look. Let me look.
We ain't even listen to her new album, bro.
Let me look, bro.
Talking about Taylor Swift better than Beyonce. You ain't even listen to her new album.
Well, I probably did. You know, I'll be listening to 95. What is it? That radio station. Having all the time. All
right, see, look, come on, man. Spank just 19. Be trying to just have like the most off the wall takes, man. No, I don't.
Oh, yeah, 1989, bro. Y'all tripping. She went crazy on this boy. Bro, she got 22 songs on her. Of course she won, bro. I ain't gonna lie, though. With the Killer Mike at first, I'm like, how the fuck he win?
Killer Mike's did, but listen, album was cold. Definitely was cold.
Well, hey, listen, I listened to it after you won. I ain't gonna lie, I did.
Nah, I listened to it before.
I didn't, bro. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't a big. But that shit was cold. I'm like, dang. Okay, but it was cold. But I don't know. With music, it's something I got to ride to. It's something I got to vibe to. So I'm different. I listen to music that I ride to. So that's how I judge my music. Is what I can ride to, and it's what me and my lady can vibe to in a car, or with me and somebody else can vibe to. If I'm not playing, no. If I can't ride or vibe to it, I'm not playing in the car.
Mm.
So that's just me. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. But I feel like that Killer Mike album was hard. It definitely was hard. I can ride to that. It was hard. I ain't gonna lie. It was hard. It was real. It was a masterpiece. That was cold. That was a cold album. I listened to it like literally after he won.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sick to everybody. Like, who the hell is Killer Mike? I know who Killer Mike is. You know what I'm saying? He went hard.
Mm-hmm.
He took his time and went hard.
Yeah, Killer Mike, he definitely that one. Shout out to Killer Mike. Like, man, that album definitely was album of the year. I was thinking the same thing. Like, man, if they don't give him album of the year, like, I have no faith in the Grammy board anymore if they don't get this man album.
They got it right. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they get it right most of the time for me.
Mm.
You know, I mean, Beyonce haven't won album of the year yet.
I feel like Jay Electronica should have won album of the year when he dropped his album. That album's fire.
With him and Jay-Z?
Yeah.
No.
That album's fire.
No. It's a fire album. I got it on my phone. Listen to it. I got numbers on my phone that never ping again. Yeah, I got that shit on my
That's
phone.
That's a classic.
It's a classic album, but I don't think it's no. It depends who came out that year. Well, that came out in 2019?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one being Roddy Ricch. Anti-social.
I don't listen to Roddy Ricch anymore, and I still listen to Jay Electronica.
It's cool. Roddy was hard.
You still listen to Roddy Ricch?
Yeah.
When the last time you listened to Roddy Ricch?
Damn.
See what I'm saying? Like, I just be like, bro, know this dude,
listen,
man.
Listen. Like, no, the last song I listened by Roddy was damn, Roddy. Come on, and he got an album too. Oh, Feed the Streets 3. My bad. Hold on, my bad, Roddy. I got you. Feed the Streets 3. I just don't know all the songs on there, but I let it play through. But damn, my bad, Roddy. My bad. But yeah, in 2019, I'm just saying, bro, that year he wasn't beating that. And he wasn't beating championships. Championships came out that year too.
It's about longevity to me. Like, it's about like long,
that album is still like, longevity. You still play that album.
What?
Roddy Ricch, Anti-Social. You still can play that album.
I'm saying, but do you? It's not.
Yes, I still play that album. Yes, I still play that album.
I said, when the last time you played it?
Oh, nigga, every day. I play that album all the time. I swear to God. That album, what? That album is cold. All
right.
Praying to the Trap Guys. Come on, Moonwalk. I play all that shit, bro. You tripping.
Hey, I can't.
What, right? I thought you mean like his new album. I'm like, bro, that Anti-Social album, longevity.
Right.
Yeah, still, yeah, bro, what? You still hear it on the radio. Beep. Ooh, you still hear it on TikToks. When a coop and a lot. Man, y'all better stop playing. That album is a classic.
I think it's an amazing album. Shout out to Roddy Ricch, man.
That album is a classic.
I'm not into debating music. It's just, hey, shout out to the Grammy. Shout out to the music. Shout out to all the wonderful artists, man.
I thought you were talking about, yeah, bro, I still listen to Roddy. I still listen to that shit.
Hey, man. Yeah. Shout out to Roddy Ricch. I wanted to ask you about self-sabotage, man, and really just trust in general. Do you feel like, you know, there was ever a phase where you dealt with, you know, self-sabotage in situations or just yourself? I mean, it could be something as simple as you were saying, like about going running and stuff, and how you decided not to just because you.
You basically like, beat myself up, right?
Yeah, but it's just like getting your own way, getting your own greatness. Yeah, you know, I mean, or like because you're scared of what the next level looked like.
It's not even scared of the next level. It's scared of criticism, I guess. Criticism or
that come with the next level.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it does. Like now I'm to the point, because I've been scared for a long time, but now I'm to the point like, bro, no one's gonna understand it until they see results. So, I've been in my own head all the time, every day. You know what I'm saying? I be in my own way. But also understanding that nobody's gonna understand it until they see results, good results. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to somebody this week. They were saying, nobody ain't gonna start listening to you until they know how much money you got. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you can talk all, like right now, I'm working on my credit. You know what I'm saying? I'm rebuilding my credit. I got some results today. You know what I'm saying? I got some negative items off my credit report. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's talking about, oh, you going to mess up your credit. Like, I got people, I got two sides. I got people that's in the credit field that tell me what to do. I got people that never really dealt with credit but don't really understand it. You know what I'm saying? Or, oh, it's going to fall, your credit, can't get it off. Well, I got some shit off. You know what I'm saying? But they don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? Until they start seeing results. So, like that's just how I move right now. We're talking to myself, like, all right, I'm about to do this one thing. Like, why you want to go run 3 miles or 4 miles a day? They ain't gonna understand it till they see results, you know. So like, that's just how I'm in it right now. Like self sabotaging. Like I do it all the time, but now it's just in the back of my mind. Like they ain't gonna understand it. They ain't gonna understand it. Like I realize when people criticizing me. Or when people try to like downplay what I'm doing, they just don't understand it. So that's how I look at it now. Like that's how I look at everything. You just don't understand it, and that's fine. That's cool. I have nothing against you, and it could be harsh what you're saying, but you just don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool. I'm not tripping.
You mean criticism, or you mean people telling you to do more?
Well, even when people telling you to do more, I ain't with criticism. I ain't really. People tell me, people tell me to do more too. Like, I had my sister tell me I need to get my shit together. I'm like, my shit is together. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, first of all, you're younger than me, but you heard my mama tell you that shit. Telling you, like my shit is together. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just doing shit that y'all never done or haven't understood yet. You know what I'm saying? So, like, even when people tell me to do more, I feel like I am doing more. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just be, I be trying to get their perspective when they be asking, like, all right, do more. Like, all right, for me and you, for example, I was really thinking that this week. Like, all right, you do a lot of videos. And I'm like, damn, do I need to post more video? Cause I was talking to Adora about that. Like, yeah, you know, you probably need to do more contact video. I'm like, yeah, I do. And I'm like, yeah, I probably do. But then I'm like, I ain't got to do that because you doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't let me not pressure myself to do a whole bunch of videos. You know what I'm saying? That's your lane. That's your niche. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I was just, because I will sit up here and try to, you know, think of some contact, think of some creative, but also I know I'm good at writing. Like, I'm good at writing stories, like, that people don't see. You know, like, I'm working on writing on something right now. I have been working on it. Just ain't finished it. I only wrote 2 episodes, but my goal is to get 10 episodes of a series. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then when I write that and then put it out there, then That's like my niche. Like, my niche probably need to be, all right, more consistent of writing more short films. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I was doing really before the pandemic shut down. I was just doing a whole bunch of skits, like story time with Spank. But even that, like, you know what I'm saying? I take everybody, you know, advice. Hey, you probably should do more of that. But I just be like I said, I could be getting my own way. Like, I could, like, that's me getting my own way. And it's not even me thinking about what everybody going to say. It's really, what the hell I'm going to talk about? Do I want to be up? Because we have a mental health podcast called Breaking the Machine. Do I really want to be on there and, hey, man, get up today. You know what I'm saying? Today is your day to do it. I don't want to do that. Because everybody else is already people doing that. Like, so it's like, really, what is it that's missing? You know what I'm saying? Because everybody is doing that. You got you. You know, you positive. You know, you bring a positivity to the people. Wallow. It's a whole bunch of people out there. You know what I'm saying?
Just because everybody's doing it don't mean everybody listening.
Right. Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, that's not me.
I think that's definitely the way to go. Don't do nothing that don't align with you. But I think a lot of times people be like, man, everybody got clothes, everybody talking, everybody doing, but everybody ain't buying their clothes. Everybody ain't listening. Also, everybody ain't pulling up to the event. Everybody ain't eating their food.
Everybody don't want to be preached to too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And some people really do want to be preached to.
Yeah, some of them do. But like, also I look at my media, my social media. My social media is more close, like more in tune with my peers. Like I get people that it'd be kind of weird that it's like
I
don't want to preach to my audience.
Right.
The niggas
I
kick it with all the time. Now I'm preaching to you.
Right.
It's a difference. That's why I be like trying to tell, like, and I like it like that. I like, because also if they see something on here, like, damn, Spank, I don't like you saying that shit. Because I know that ain't really you. Because when you leave out, nigga, you leave off camera, you be, I'm like, you right. Got to realize, like, my audience is my people. You feel me? It's people I kick it with on a daily. Like, and not even on daily, like, but people I used to kick it with back in school, you know, stuff like that. So, and really, I like it like that because if my people, my peers like it, they going to tell everybody else around them about it. You know what I'm saying? So my audience is really my peers, like legit peers. That's really my audience. And I think that's like, what do my peers want to see me do? Because they know I'm good at it.
Mm.
So what do y'all really want to see me put on the atmosphere? Like, all right, bro, that's more you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But like, preacher, man, I don't want to be on here. I'm out getting it. You know, I could do that. You know what I'm saying? But that.
Right. And I completely relate to that, man. And I think, like I said, you don't never want to do anything that you don't want
to
do.
But you got to, though, right?
Yeah. You got to when it needs to be done.
Right, right.
But it doesn't sound like you need to do that. So you don't have to do it. But I don't really think it's about preacher, man. I think it's really just about, you know, when you, it's exactly what you said with Hove. Like, you're basically preaching what you were just saying earlier before the cameras came on about Hove. Like, he don't want to be preacher, man, so he ain't going to tell you shit. Even though he great and you probably could level up 10 levels just hearing the gems that he got.
He got a lot of gems.
That he got to give you. But I don't got to tell nobody shit. I ain't got to wake up and get nobody gems because I'm going to get what I got to get. I'm going to get off what I got to get off regardless. But I think what my point is about it is, it's like, you know, when it comes to putting out content or when it comes to doing these different things, it's like I got people who went to school with me too and who follow me. I didn't even know that, to be honest. Like, I didn't know, like, a lot of people that growing up would actually, like, you know, follow a lot of the things that I'm doing. But it's more so about, like, it's about sticking to, like, what actually is true to you. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like what you were just saying about, like, people, like, knowing, like, that ain't really you. Well, then maybe so that should encourage you to become it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have no problem talking, you know, about what's going on because can't nobody say I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not perfect, and I say that. You know, I'm not perfect.
Like, I don't feel like they're giving me bad advice. You
know but also, because I'm trying to think of the thought there, but it just came to me. I also think it's useful to understand, like, you know, when we're holding ourselves back, you know, from something because it's not us, or then it's like holding ourselves back because we don't do it yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could have looked at you and you talking about working out and shit, and I could be like, "That, well, that Spank thing, I don't work out."
Right.
But it inspired me to work out. And it's not that I want to be you or nobody else. It's just like that's something that it has been on my consciousness, bothering me in a way, because I know I can do that.
Right.
And that's something that'll make me better. So if it's something about you growing your platform or putting out content, that you don't have to do it like me or anybody else. But if that's something that's bothering you, don't let that, well, that's a mod thing, I ain't going to do that.
No,
I
could've
said that Spank's thing.
No, I never said it was a mod thing. I was saying what you talk about is your thing.
Right.
I clearly said, what contact do I need to put out that's more me? That's what I said.
Right.
Like, I'm not saying, oh, well, it'd be dumb to have both of us on talking about the same shit.
I don't think that'd be dumb.
I think it would.
The reason I'm saying that is because, like, what I was saying before, it's just like, everybody ain't going to listen to me, bro.
Yeah, but
everybody don't relate to me, bro.
But like, I get that, but I feel like I don't have, not saying I don't have to, but I'm definitely thinking a way, how can I put out more contact, but it doesn't have to be. I feel like it don't have to be the same, like the same thing, like like how you do yours. Like that's your niche with the music. You talking, like that shit's sweet. That's your niche, but that's not mine. And it's like I'm trying to figure out, not figure out, but like what's me? Like what do I have to put out here display? Like what's me putting out here display? Like, of course, it's going to sound stupid the first couple of times I do it talking positive. And but, no, but it does motivate me. It does inspire me, to be more on there. Like, I think even this week, I edited a video. I put it out there with the payroll thing. And then a guy at the gym was like, bro, I followed you off of that. You right about that. We're talking about this in the gym. He was like, it ain't about the people It ain't about the people you see. It's about the people you don't see. That's the ones getting the money. He's like, bro, that's what I'm on right now. He was just telling me that at the gym. Mm-hmm. Bro, in 30 days, he looked good, bro. He lost a lot of his body fat. You know what I'm saying? So that kind of show me, all right, that's kind of my niche. That raw, real, like that. Just that raw, real. I feel like that's really what it is. But just, like I said, like might sound stupid the first couple times, but I'm going to get it. Like, I was just trying to figure out how to put it together, you know, the music at the end and all that type of stuff. But yeah, just I'm if you pay attention, I'm slowly but surely finding my niche. I do post, just trying to figure. You know, I post silly shit here. I post I'm all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, hey, just figuring it out through the process. And I don't even think that this conversation is just for you. I think it's just for people in general.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I feel like, you know. And the reason not to do something is just because you don't want to do it, or you don't need to, rather, and you don't want to at the same time. You don't need to do it and you don't want to do it. But just like, oh, somebody already doing that, or doesn't that, that's...
No, bro. It's not even saying, like I was saying, if you feel like somebody already doing that, what can you do something that's different? Like, you got to do something that's just different. That's all I was saying.
Right.
Like, let's do something different. Like, I feel like we both, like, we talking about the same thing, but basically what I was saying was, it'll be done for both of us to talk about the same thing in the same way.
Right.
If we're both going to talk about the same thing, it has to be in two different perspectives.
Right.
So that's what I was saying.
I think one of the most impactful things with products or businesses or anything, and I hear a lot of people say, it's a story.
Right,
it's
right.
The story that you tell that's more impactful than the actual product that you're giving off. And I think what makes people listen to what I have to say is because of my story.
Yeah, you good story. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And not even the stories that I tell, but just my story. And what makes people listen to what you got to say is because of your story, and they know your story. Right. So when you talk about motivation, when you talk about different things, we could say two the same thing. If Jay-Z tell you, man, you got to grind every day, it's going to hit different than if Joe Smo tell you got to grind every day. Both of them saying the same thing, but you know Jay-Z's story, which makes his words more impactful. It's just
that's
like
why you need to talk more.
It's just like, I don't even think we fighting like content to content. It's about stories. What type of story are you living? That's why David Goggins says certain things, and it hit different because of his story. Right. You got to strengthen your story to make the content better. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we doing every day. We strengthening the story. But it's just like, just because it's 100 brands out here that got clothing don't mean you shouldn't start your clothing, man, because I probably ain't buying none of them. I'm waiting for yours to come drop. I ain't listening to none of these talkers and none of these speakers come and talk that motivation because it don't connect with me. But once you do it, it's like, man, I connect with that. I know a lot of young people that's like, man, I connect with what you saying. I don't listen to everybody, but I connect with you saying. Bro, there's people who listen to this podcast. We're the number one podcast that they listen to. It's in the Spotify analytics that we get at the end of every year. We are people's number one podcast. We can say there's 1,000 podcasts, 1,000,000 podcasts out here. Ain't nobody gonna listen to this. There's people who listen to this podcast more than any other podcast out of the millions. Out of all the other ones we quote, there's people who listen to this one. You know what I'm saying? We ain't doing nothing different than other. They just love our story.
Right, that's different.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody got different stories.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, if we strengthen our story, it don't matter what we say if we got a powerful story. You know what I'm saying? But I think for me, like, you know, the self-sabotage, you know, I'm pretty good with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, going up, like, I really don't let things hold me back per se. But, like, it's like, I guess it's like being afraid of fame. or being afraid of going.
I've been in that position.
Or like, you know, what comes with getting bigger, like what would come with that. And I think business is a big thing for me. Like, dang, I gotta pay taxes, and then I gotta like get a team, and I gotta do this, I gotta like add more people to the team and stuff. Like, that is something that I procrastinate about, like, because I could go faster, I could go farther if I was like leaned into that. But it's like a part of me is like going at a slower pace because I'm afraid to like go to the next level
in business, or just as
in business, but just with people. You know what I'm saying? It's hard for me to manage people. Managing people is very, it's a challenge for me. You know what I'm saying? Managing different people's energy. And that's a part of life. That's a part of love. That's a part of creativity. You got to manage it different. Like, the way you deal with an artist is different than the way you deal with a builder and all these different, their mind is different. So you got to like form for that person. And it's just like, man, a part of me like, man, if I mean,
all you do is really give them a task, and then they don't do that task. You know, then you have a conversation, and then if they don't change after you give them a task, all right, this is what you're good at, huh? This the task. I need this, and this done in this week. All right, they come up short. Okay, you have another conversation. What happened? Okay, I'm gonna give you another try. They do good. Okay, that's good. Hey, that's how I like it, bro. Stay on your shit. You know what I'm saying? Stay on your stuff. All right, cool. Now, give them a task. You get a new person a task. Say, this your task. And they suck. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I don't really like what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? It's not what I asked for. You know, I'm about to just let you go. Or, you know what I'm saying? Then I get one more chance. Give them grace. If it still ain't how you want it, hey, you got to go. I mean, you're not, like, managing people. You just give them a task. All right, let them do that task.
I think that's a part of it. That's a big part of it. It's also about what you're giving them. You know what I'm saying? And also, are you true to your word like you want them to be true to their word? Because I've seen it, you know, especially into this content space. It's like, if you want somebody to show up 30 minutes early, you got to show up an hour early. You got to show. So it's about that punctuality. It's about, you know, you want somebody to ask about sending a file through, and then they ask you to send a file through. You at the game with whoever, and then you send it a day late.
Yeah.
And you always on their ass about sending it 30 minutes late.
That's why.
So that's an extra pressure.
Pressure, yeah.
And discipline. You know, it's not just about what other people doing, it's about what you got to give, because we got to give something, you know what I'm saying, to make it right.
Yeah. Well, I'm coming from a relaxed type of person. Like, I'm my manager, you know, he be on my ass, but I get the task done. But he's a great leader himself. So I pretty much gonna really get the job done because I work for a great leader, you know. So,
yeah. You
know, but no, I definitely been there. You know, I ain't gonna say that's. I think it's not scared of fame. It's scared of. It's not the fame that I'm scared of. It's the reactions you're gonna get moving forward from like your circle. You know what I'm saying? The people around you.
I don't think about that, bro.
Shit, money, man. Money changes people.
Yeah, I believe so, but I believe it does.
Money change, baby. You see all that shit coming out, bro. You think about all the stuff you did, then you get some money. Somebody come, well, he did this to me.
I think you change people telling them stuff that they don't need to know.
Yeah, you ain't lying. Ooh,
you know,
shit.
Like, you making more money, and it's just like, I didn't need to tell them that.
Oh, yeah.
If they had an issue, I could have just told them I can pay for that. I shouldn't have told them how much I'm making.
Yeah, buddy. That's why they say, don't share your money at work.
But we be so happy just to let people know we doing good. And it's just like, they didn't even know that.
I'm doing bad.
And that's another thing that I be trying to figure out, like, how to figure, like, man, in relationships, it's like, I don't know if I could tell you how much money I make. Because then it's like, but you got to at a certain point, obviously. But it's just like,
I was told two different things.
Oh, shit.
But I don't. What no, but you got to be. I was told, no, don't tell a shit.
Woo!
After a while, don't tell how much you make. But, it doesn't really matter. It's just being a man, being firm, and being on your shit. That's all it really comes down to.
Damn.
No, for real. It really does. It is about being a man, being on your stuff. That's really what it comes down to. I mean, just being on your shit.
Yeah, I think marriage is different. Like, marriage, of course, you're going to know how much I'm making. But I think, you know, these little relationships.
The relationships, bro. Stop. All right, so this.
Oh, snap.
Listen, if you are listening to me right now, you in a relationship. If you ain't married, bro, stop treating her like a wife. Stop doing that shit. Ain't your wife. Like, I generate, bro, I ain't gonna lie, you women winning right now. You women are winning. Let me tell you how they winning. everybody taking these women out on trips out of state, and we ain't even married to them. I'm one of them. I did the shit.
Whoa.
I did it.
Damn.
And I'll be like, damn, bro.
Woo. Shit,
we taking these women out, and we ain't even married to them, bro. We doing all this shit. Valentine's Day, baby showers, family photos. I'll be like, damn. And my mom be, you ain't even married to this girl. I'm like, damn, you right. They fucking us up. This generation of women, they killing us, bro. We doing baby showers, all this time. I'm like, damn, we ain't even married to these chicks. Dog. Listen, if you listening right now, you got a girlfriend, bro. Treat her like literally a girlfriend. She's a girl and she's your friend. Do not treat her like no wife. It's over with when we do that. Now, I'm telling you that from experience. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that shit. Don't do that shit. You ain't, all right, now, you ain't got to tell her. You could tell a girl how much you making if y'all dating. No, you ain't got to tell her that shit. She ain't got to know. She ain't got to know. Just do you. Just do you. You know what I'm saying? She ain't got to know. I mean, if you got a nice ass car, she might know something. But she don't know if you leasing, renting, or financing. She don't know. Just she doesn't know you got a Benz in the driveway. I don't know how that didn't get some money. I don't know if he rich or broke.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? But, man. Treat her like a girlfriend, man. Man, bro, they cooking us right now. We out here buying parking bags and shoes and...
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, that's a. Yeah.
We ain't even married to him, dog. We getting cooked. We both is. I'm talking for sure myself, but hey, we both, I'm for sure. I'm holding myself accountable right here.
Man,
to all my brothers. We got to go back, bro. We got to hold it down, bro. We be tripping, bro. We be tricking like a motherfucker. Bro, tricking is on 10 now, dog.
Bro, man.
Hey, Duval always talking about city boys up, man. City girls up. City boys been down. They got, man, they cooking us. Look, Valentine's Day coming up. Look. Valentine's Day coming up. I'm trying to tell you, let's pay attention to your IG. Just pay attention. Valentine's Day coming up. You can be like, damn, she was with a different nigga on Sweetest Day. Hey, look at they getting us, dog. You got Valentine's Day. And then some of us, we got Mother's Day, Christmas. They killing us. Tricking on 10. What you got? Christmas. What else you got? What else you got there in the summertime? You know, I want to go here. I want to go there. They is tricking us big time. I want to go to Tulum. Why you want to go to Tulum now? Gonna cut that part out.
I'm like, but, I already know you about to cut it out, man. You talking to you. I'm like, expecting I had this all cut
no,
out.
No. Keep the only part, keep off is.
Okay.
Yeah, we gonna keep the rest. I ain't saying nothing. I'm saying some true shit. Because there's some brothers out here listening that's spending a little too much. Invest in yourself, man. Invest in yourself. Groom yourself.
I like that.
Yeah,
invest in yourself, man.
Invest in yourself, man. Groom yourself. Buy some nice sneakers you wanna wear. Buy a nice watch. Buy a suit. Nice suit, man. Buy the right food, man. Work out, man. Invest in yourself, man. I'm telling you. Don't pour all that money into that girl, man. Oh, man. Just, man, nigga. Invest in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Invest in yourself. Make sure you stay fly. Because if you stay fly, they're going to keep coming.
You did.
Feel me? We gotta continue to win and trick. I'm playing. But no, man. Just stay fresh. I know you some brothers in there. Y'all some lover boys. Tender dick motherfuckers. Listen. Just stay down, bro. Just stay down, because I'm a lover boy, too. I was one of them tender dick motherfuckers. So, listen, stay down.
You going in, dog.
Bro, that's what they want to hear.
Hey, what's your quote for the day, my brother? What, you got one? You got one for the day?
So, I'm reading this book. I ain't finished it, but it's called The Servant. So, the quote of the day is, be the best servant in your life. I don't know. I'm reading this book. I only read the first 10 pages, but I just started it yesterday. It's called Servant, The Servant, A Way to Leadership, something like that. So I'm trying to think, what's a good quote? I'm trying to make one on top of my head. Oh, to be successful, you need to be a good servant. To be successful, you need to be a good servant. All right, so that's my quote.
I love it, man. I want to raise a quote that I heard Sister Ava say. I was listening to a lecture by her, and she quoted Master Farah Muhammad, who's the founder of the nation. And she was saying that he said, mistakes won't exist, but he didn't say they won't happen. So mistakes won't exist means that when they happen, you fix them, you know? So when a mistake happens, it won't exist, meaning that you just, you clean it up and you make sure it's right. So that mistakes won't exist. And I think that was just a powerful thing that hit me because it's just like, dang. And she was talking about in relationships, you know what I'm saying? Oftentimes we feel like just because a mistake happened, it exists forever. Like, no, it don't have to exist. If you make it right, you just got to make it right. So when mistakes happen, man, make sure you make it right, man. Make sure you get back up and do what you got to do, man. Just do things better today than you did yesterday, man. But I appreciate you for doing this with me, my brother. Let me know if you want to see him sitting in the middle seat when we don't got guests anymore.
Just let us know. Just let us know.
And, let him know if you prefer him sitting across the table like the normal style that everybody else does and that looks.
Right. Like he said, everybody else does. We're doing something different. I came to do something different today. There's nothing wrong to switch it up. We content creators. So when you're a creator, you can do whatever you want.
You dig?
Because you're creating. That's all we're doing. That's all we're doing. And I don't know if you want me to shout this out. We can always cut it out. But I'm like, if y'all want to come kick it with us, bro, it's Average Day coming up. It's in Detroit.
Hell yeah.
So listen, if you in Chicago, New York, if you a listener from Chicago, New York, Ohio, anywhere you can drive, bro, come drive up to Detroit, man. What's the days?
The 23rd to the 25th, if I'm not mistaken.
The 23rd to the 25th, bro. It's Average Day weekend in Detroit. I went in 2020, bro. One of the best experiences of my life. Just love it, bro. Just love it. It's going to be so much connections, so much networking. Man, come up here and come kick it with us, man. I'm working on trying to get a hoop run. If you like to hoop, come hoop. You know what I'm saying? Come get your ass bust.
That's right.
That's what I do. I'm a walking bucket. I'm a walking bucket ass LJ Harrison. You know what I'm saying? I've been putting them buckets up. But, yeah, man, for real, dog. Come kick it with us, man. Like, that's a great vibe. You know what I'm saying? Great vibe. Come here to Minister Louis Farrakhan.
That's right.
Give his powerful message to the people, man. I feel like, man, come kick it with us, dog. Come kick it. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's at the Huntington Center, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
The Huntington Center, dog. It's a vibe. I'm telling you. It's a vibe. Come down and just come kick it with us, man. Come kick it with us. You know, come talk to us. Come see the studio. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we can do that. Do a little tour. See how it really is, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, don't try to rob us or nothing. But, you know, just come check us out. But yeah, that's how, man. I'm done.
You like that one dude who's rolling with Mike Tyson? I can't remember his name. Something King. What's his name?
Don King.
You like Don King? Damn.
Hey, I know.
You just dropped it, man.
Hey.
But that's been another episode of Breaking the Machine, man. Episode 90. Powerful episode. Spank the Bank. Mind the Poet. Breaking the Machine. That's a wrap. You dig?
You dig, baby.